What's up?
What? Nothing. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for May 7th, 2010. How about that? First time.
I don't believe it.
Yep, got the date right.
Year and everything. All right, well, welcome to the show, everybody. Me and AJ again, because AJ dropped the ball. Where's our guest, AJ?
I don't know. I tried to get a hold of a few people, but no one was able to get back to me.
Dropped the ball. Well, look, it'll be great anyways.
Yes, of course.
I'll just play the part of the second person and let's go topical. It'll be fun.
Okay.
You'll just start off and everything. Anyways, welcome to our show. We're going to start off with the news today. Then we'll go into the quiz. We got a Let's Go Topical, as you may have already surmised.
Ooh, good word.
Surmised? Yeah, thank you. I picked that one up in sophomore English. Then we'll go on to our weekend gaming. Did you play much? Yeah, you've been playing Halo Reach. That's good.
Yes, I have.
Man, I want to... See, I was at GameStop because I pre-ordered Mario Galaxy 2. And I was looking at Halo Reach. It was like $40 new and $35 used. I was like, well, screw that. I'm not going to pay for that just to pay the beta. Just for the beta, no. I mean, it only goes on for like a couple more weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I'll be home tomorrow. I'll bring my copy of that
used
to you.
Oh, good. I want to try it at the very least.
Yes.
Anyways, then we'll talk about the week's releases, and that'll be the show. So let's get started. Let's do it.
There are a lot of release dates announced this week, so let's just run through those real quick. StarCraft II has been given a somewhat surprisingly early date of July 27th.
Nice.
The Force Unleashed 2 was announced for October 26th, and the new Medal of Honor is coming October 12th.
All right.
Did you see the Medal of Honor trailer they put out?
No.
They're tugging at the heartstrings. It's, you know, the dad in the military calling home, getting the voicemail.
Oh, God.
You know, the wife and daughter are the ones leaving the voicemail, like, greeting, and then he's, like, saying how, you know, don't worry, we're fine, the fighting's away from us, but meanwhile, the footage of, like, Rangers in the back of a, like, attack helicopter parachuting out.
Right.
It's intense. It's intense. Oh, man.
You get... I remember for, like, the Call of Duty 2, like, trailer, how unnecessarily excited you were.
I was just like, oh, wow, they attacked... Like, I just didn't see that coming. That was just kind of a cool twist I didn't expect.
All right, whatever. Anyways, okay, I'm sure it's nice.
Yes. So furthermore, let's see. We have the King's Quest fan sequel.
The Silver Lining.
Yes, thank you. I was just about saying this. Get my name. It might actually happen now. Apparently, fan outcry has been so great that Activision is reaching out to the development team to figure out a way that they might be able to release it.
Why doesn't Activision just publish it?
They should just make it like a downloadable game. Why not?
Yeah. I don't see why.
May as well make some money off of it.
From what I've seen, it looks pretty decent.
Yeah. I mean, it looks a little outdated, but that's also because they've been working on it for like 8 years.
Just call that thing King's Quest IX, and it'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have Ready at Dawn creating another God of War PSP game called God of War Ghost of Sparta.
I like this.
I do, too. God of War Chains of Olympus was phenomenal.
Right, that was really good. And these games usually aren't kind of bogged down as much by some of, like, the... I don't know. All-Star Olympus cameos, let's say.
Well, this one will be set between the first and second God of War games, as the Chronicles kind of created his rise as a god and everything.
Ah, so this will be, like, the only one where he's actually a god.
I guess so, yeah.
That'll be interesting.
And they're also promising about 25% more gameplay than the first PSP God of War game, so... Huzzah!
Did you, you didn't beat God of War 3?
No.
Okay. Well, never mind then.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you. Let's see. Next we have, they've announced for Red Dead Redemption that it is getting free co-op DLC in June. 6 co-op missions for 2 to 4 players.
That's nice.
I am super stoked for this game.
Did you pre-order it?
Yeah, from Amazon.
Amazon.
Well, no, because I get Golden Pistols, I think, which, whatever. But I also get $10 off my next video game purchase from Amazon.
That's nice.
Yes.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Shut up. What's next?
And a move that should shock no one. They've announced Facebook Battle.net integration for when StarCraft II comes out. This will be added to the beta soon. Seems like its biggest use will be just like the Xbox, where you could add Facebook friends automatically into Battle.net if they also have a Battle.net account. That's fine. I just hope it's like posting stuff to your feed.
Right.
Yeah, you're making me fly through this stuff. I don't have that much stuff this week.
I don't. Nothing is. There's nothing has really required discussion.
Yeah, I know. There really isn't much this week. let's see. They've announced that Super Mario Galaxy 2 will include a tutorial DVD. And as much of the internet has ironically pointed out, that DVD won't work in a Wii.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Luigi's in the game. Did you see that video?
Yeah, I did see that trailer. It was basically the same trailer, just with Luigi in it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Have you seen how they've been doing those trailers on YouTube?
Yeah.
How they have, like, the interactive link at the end of each one to go to the next and previous one?
Mm-hmm.
That's clever. I like that.
It's nice.
Okay, so, once again, GameStop employees are playing the leak game, showing off Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, which Ubisoft then went on to confirm. I mean, we knew this was coming. This is the kind of Assassin's Creed side story game that stars just Ezio and has a multiplayer mode to it. So yeah, it's real.
Well, that's nice. We're talking about this more Let's Go Topical, so we can't discuss it here.
Moving on.
Dang it.
Valve released a video to tease the Team Fortress 2 engineer update.
That looks cool. I'm excited.
I'm stoked. So people are already trying to speculate what might be in this teaser. Apparently, if you look very closely in the foreground, there's an Iron Man-esque looking helmet. And the blueprint on the background is for some kind of robotic arm. My theory, he can make little sentry robots.
That can, like, move?
Like move within a certain radius.
That's kind of cool.
That's my guess. God knows if I'm right or wrong.
Yeah. The engineer update was always going to be the trickiest.
Mm-hmm.
It should be neat, though.
Yeah. I just hope that with this we get either a Meet the Medic or Meet the Pyro video.
Right.
We're due.
We need to
finish those.
Well, Meet the Pyro will be last.
Probably. I still think it's the Scout's mom. Anyway.
I don't know.
The Blur beta will end May 10th for those of you playing it. Then at what point you should probably go buy it. There's that. So this is cool. Jailbreaking an iPad, just like an iPhone, allows you to put, like, you know, SNES emulators on it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But with the iPad, you can also hack into the Bluetooth of it and link it to a Wii remote with add-ons to use as a controller. So you basically got a pretty damn decent portable Super Nintendo.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't give too much credit to the iPad for this if you need to jailbreak it.
Then actually, Zach pointed out to me, there is a kind of proof of concept app out for Android phones that does this. If you have I don't even think you have to be rooted. It'll link with the Wii remote and just kind of recognize button inputs. That's all it does right now, but I think the guy's plan is, like, release the code to it to, like, anybody so that you could use a Wii remote as a controller for an Android phone.
Next.
Okay. Bobby Kotick released a long open letter about the whole Infinity Ward situation.
Is that Kotick?
I think it's Kotick. That's how I always hear people pronounce it.
Oh, well, keep going.
Anyway, I won't read this whole letter because this one's actually quite long. Basically, he goes on to say how they had no choice but to do it given the circumstances of what was going on.
What was going on?
He doesn't really say. He says that their conduct was a compromise of their friendship. It was not to screw people out of bonuses. And he also stresses that Infinity Ward is hard at work on their next unannounced game and map packs for Modern Warfare 2.
Do you think their next unannounced game is a Call of Duty game?
It's a good bet.
Yes. Yes, it would be.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm getting sick of this whole thing.
Well, how about an announcement of Guitar Hero 6 and DJ Hero 2 in the fall? Does that excite you?
No. Well, DJ Hero a little bit, because I like DJ Hero. And
okay.
But that wasn't a sure thing, because DJ Hero only did kind of okay.
Right.
Guitar Hero 6, though. I mean, come on. At this point, Jesus.
Well, they did announce with these announcements that they've kind of recognized the declining sale of these games, and what they think it is if people are sick of buying new guitars. So it sounds like to me like this won't have like a new guitar controller with it as all the new Guitar Heroes have in the past. So it's almost being treated as just a software product, which is weird because And I just don't feel like they're going to be able to do anything all that drastically different this time around. So I wonder how they'll improve the game at all, you know?
Right. I mean,
basically, I'm just going to wonder if people are going to buy this game and wonder why they couldn't just download it.
Right. I don't know. We'll see. They don't have harmonies yet, right? Maybe they'll do that.
That could be. Iwata announced Wii Party.
Which is the next Wii Play kind of thing.
Yeah, it's basically Mario Party, but with Miis.
At least they didn't, like, save this announcement for E3. At least they weren't,
oh, yeah, that would have been the worst.
At least they weren't, like, let's save this one for E3. At least they know that, like, at E3 we don't care. Like, get that out there now.
I think they may have learned their lesson after the whole Wii Vitality Sensor announcement last year, and, like, everyone just kind of sat there like, what?
Right.
Like, this is not the audience for this. Also, what was the, like, they haven't announced anything else about that thing. What was the point of announcing it a year ago with nothing to show?
I think they just didn't. I think it's because they had nothing to show.
Oh, okay.
What else were they showing that year?
Metroid, two Mario games. I don't know.
They showed those, and then they had nothing left.
I guess.
I don't know. See, at least you forget the Sony and Microsoft booths. A lot of that time is devoted to third-party games.
Touche.
You know. So.
The Mega Man fan movie that has been in production for a while is out. I didn't realize this was going to, like, be a full-blown movie. I remember seeing the trailer, like, a year ago. I think, you know, that's kind of cool. They made a trailer. But it's a 90-minute film.
I never liked these fan movie things. I don't know.
Yeah, I was watching the beginning of it. I thought I liked it okay so far.
There's that Street Fighter one that came out that's, like, 3 minutes long.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, exciting. This will make you happy. They have confirmed for North America Final Fantasy IX coming to the Virtual Console soon.
This please,
or not Virtual Console.
The Virtual Console. About to say, wait a second.
Sorry, you know, old games and all.
Right. This pleases me.
Oh, good.
I always thought Final Fantasy IX would be the one that you would like, and you tried playing it one time. You didn't get far. I was disappointed in you.
Yeah, why didn't I get far? I think I just got sidetracked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You suck. You better buy this.
Okay.
Good. Good. It's then also the best-looking PlayStation game, so...
That's true. Oh, I will agree with that wholeheartedly. They also had a Coca-Cola commercial.
Yes, they did.
And the final thing I got is the Reach Beta just got updated, I think, about half an hour ago, with the Invasion multiplayer mode, which is a 6-on-6 Spartans versus Elites objective-based mode. So this is kind of something Halo's never really done before, so I'm really excited to try it after we're done recording this. Hmm.
Did you see Little Big Planet 2 more or less got announced?
Yeah, I thought we knew that already.
No, you always think we know things that we don't know.
No, I thought they said it was going to have move support.
I don't know. I don't think they did say that.
Oh, okay. Did they say that now?
No. They always, it's just kind of got announced on Game Informer.
Oh, okay. So. I wonder if it's going to be still backwards compatible with all the like content that's been created already.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
I feel like it kind of has to.
I don't think it has to, really, but whatever. All right, listen, here's, let's do the quiz now.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. Great American Ask Guy Gaming Quiz, 5 questions and a bonus question. Who developed and published the NES Batman game?
Sunsoft.
Correct.
Yes.
2. The original Blaster Master was released in what year?
Ooh. 89?
88.
I'm always off by 1 year.
3. How many systems was Arrow the Acrobat released on?
3.
Correct. 2 of those systems are the Super Nintendo and Genesis. What's the third?
Game Gear?
No, the Game Boy Advance.
Just trying to overthink myself.
Okay, well, you still have 2, so you can't win, but let's try our best, right?
Uh-huh.
5. What was the name of the spinoff of Arrow the Acrobat?
There's a spinoff?
Of sorts. It's like their other mascot game, so if that helps.
Bubsy? I don't know.
No. Could it have been? 0 the Kamikaze Squirrel.
Oh, that's right. I remember him.
Bonus question. How many games were there in the Chameleon Twist series?
1?
2. Remember those games?
No.
Nintendo 64? No? We had the first one.
Chameleon Twist. I can't place it.
Nope. I guess you suck then.
I guess.
All right.
To look this up.
Let's go topical.
Okay.
I guess you'll just start on all these and I'll back you up. All right. First topic. Nintendo Power's mystery game will be a new Star Fox.
God, I hope so. Is that so much to ask?
I kind of hope it's that.
Here's the thing. It's just like Star Fox has kind of become like the next Sonic the Hedgehog, where everyone just wants a Star Fox game. Just like everyone just wants a Sonic game, but they have to keep going in and fucking with it because they think it needs something else, but it doesn't. And that's why we get like Star Fox Adventures or like, you know, these crappy third-person shooter levels or the weirdness that was kind of the okayness of
Command.
Whatchamacallit.
Star Fox Command for the DS. Yeah, I definitely feel like the time is ripe to just give us a new on-rails Star Fox game. I kind of hope that maybe it might be the kind of new Kirby platformer for the Wii we've been promised since, you know, the GameCube.
That'd be interesting.
You know, what if Kirby finally
I feel like
went 3D?
That could work, too, because if you did, like, you point at something to suck it in, I feel like that could work.
Right. I feel like Kirby needs a Wii game. There's a lot of franchises that they actually haven't unleashed on the Wii yet, but I don't know. Star Fox will be good. What are you doing over there? What are you doing over there?
Typing something. I found Chameleon Twist.
Well, don't look that up now.
I'm sorry. I got curious. I do remember it now, though.
That's great. Hands off the keyboard.
Okay.
All right. You are interested in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Yeah. I liked Assassin's Creed 2 very, very much. So, you know, if they, you know, as long as the, I wonder what the multiplayer could be like. I feel like it could be cool if they do it
really?
The way I think they should in my head.
See, I like Assassin's Creed 2 a lot, too. I don't know about this. I don't get it. It just kind of screams cash-in. Like, guys, you can just use all these assets and just make another one real quick and, like, tack on some multiplayer stuff and say that it's multiplayer focused.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. I hope it's not tacked on multiplayer. If they put, like, some thought into it and make that good, then yeah. But, like, if that's what the reviews say, that it's just tacked on multiplayer and some more missions, then I'll be like, eh, I don't know.
Well, doesn't the fact that this is coming so quickly make you suspicious? Wouldn't you just rather have Assassin's Creed 3? You just work on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, my understanding is that, like, the main development studios who did 2 are working on 3, and this is just, you know, one of their smaller studios that are putting this together.
I just don't get it. I don't see
the kind of like a BioWare Obsidian sort of deal.
Yeah, I know. It just screams cash in. I don't like it. Alright, Nintendo's decline in profits is a sign that the Wii's dominance may soon be over.
Look, everyone's profits are down, aren't they? They're still profitable.
I guess
they're okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of times you hear this, like, oh, Nintendo's profits have not risen for the first time in years. That doesn't mean that they're not making profits.
Yeah, it's not like they're losing money. They made, like, what, $2.6 billion?
They can't. Your profits cannot increase exponentially forever.
Yeah, that's just not happening.
So, no, I think they're fine.
Yeah, and I think once this new Wii Sports Resort bundle comes out, they'll see a nice little pickup.
All right.
And you know too, there's going to be some idiot Nintendo fanboys who go out there and buy a black Wii to complement their white Wii for some reason.
Okay, why do you say that? Who?
It happens with every Game Boy, doesn't it?
Game Boys are different because Game Boys break. Who's buying? No, that's just no. No one's buying two Wiis. Stop acting like Nintendo fanboys is a thing that like really exists all that much anymore.
Okay.
This whole fanboy phenomenon is over. It is. The console wars are done.
You think?
Yeah, they are. They are. Unless you want to go around and scour the internet and find examples, sure. By and large, though, it's not, you know, it used to be you had to pick a side. No one has to. Most people don't anymore. No one has two Wiis because they need the different colors. Or will have
okay.
them.
Okay.
Wait, you're sounding, like, all sheepish. You're supposed to fire back at me. Defend yourself.
I'll give you that. Whatever.
Oh, God. Too smart for you. I do too good of a job debunking all your bad points. All right, here's one. AJ is too hard on Japanese games.
No, he's not.
Yeah. Let's hear the backstory. What happened?
So this stems from a video that was posted on Joystick of they were going to do their review of the game Nier, which is the new Square Enix JRPG action RPG, I guess.
How many times do you say RPG in that sentence?
Yeah, well, I correct myself. I meant to say action RPG, but I said JRPG, which it's a Japanese action RPG, so a JARP. Yeah, anyway.
We get it. Yep.
So the guy, they decided to not even bother reviewing the game because, as they demonstrated in a 7-minute long video of the fishing mini game, that it sucks. So in this 7 minutes, he's trying to catch a single fish that he has to catch for a quest. And, like, all the game is you cast out the reel, it goes out, you have to pull back on the stick at the right time to hit the fish, and you can only do it by angling the camera the right way so you can actually see it. Then you have to go back, put the camera back behind him, and just pull in the opposite direction of this fish. And while you're doing this, a meter is going down. This meter is the slowest meter in the history of all meters. I've never seen a meter go that slowly. And all the while, the fish isn't moving forward or backwards. It's just going side to side. Like, I just want to tell this guy to take his big sword and go, like, shoot the fish with magic or something. Like, it takes forever. And God forbid, if you apparently move this stick in the wrong way, the slightest bit, it breaks. The game pauses, so a screen comes up that says, the fishing results, fish got away. Like, no friggin' duh. I can see that. And then he had to do this again. It took 7 minutes to catch a fish, which was not the right fish. So I posted this video on Twitter and commented on why this is why I think all Japanese games are bullshit. Not all, but most.
That's what you said, though.
What did I say? Let me get my exact quote.
You said this is why you hate Japanese games or something to that effect.
Anyway. So, of course, I was immediately conversed with on Twitter, as I'll put it, by several people. The best argument I got back at me was he was fishing in the wrong spot, and that's why he wasn't catching the fish he needed. To which I said, regardless, even if he did catch the right fish, it took 7 minutes, and it was like the most boring-looking 7 minutes ever. So, like, I just don't understand why stuff like that is in Japanese games. And then, like, I was reminded that Western RPGs have mini-games, too. But like I said, like, hacking in something like Fallout 3 or Mass Effect takes all of 10 seconds. And actually, it's kind of enjoyable because it's like, I'm active during it. I'm not just sitting there watching a meter go down. Like, you're doing stuff.
I guess, and here's where my problem would be. I don't like the fact that you're taking near, and it has to become representative of all Japanese games.
It was an example.
But, I don't know. I don't know.
My exact quote was, this video exemplifies why I think JRPGs are bullshit.
Okay, see, it's a little rough. You can't why denounce a whole genre?
But here's what I said.
I used to be very, I don't like Western RPGs. I got over it. Why can't you get over it?
I've tried. How many JRPGs have I started and never finished in my lifetime?
You have a short attention span.
But how many Western RPGs have I started and finished?
See, so what are you saying, that Western RPGs are inherently better?
No, I'm saying.
No, that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
This is what I'm saying.
That's what that was your point.
No, my point was, and I said this several times, for me, personally, as a matter of my taste, I like and enjoy Western RPGs better. If you love Nier and you think it's the best game ever, all the more power to you. Because I love Oblivion, and I understand why people hate that game. I understand. But for me, I love that game. And that's okay. It takes all kinds to make a world.
Shouldn't you love Final Fantasy XIII since it doesn't have any mini-games?
As I've also said, I haven't gotten very far in that yet, and I'll play it this summer, and we'll see.
See, because I remember our initial discussion on Final Fantasy XIII on this show, in which I was very excited, and you were very, Debbie Downer on it.
I just didn't like it because I felt like the game started 3 hours in, and I didn't know what the hell was going on.
That's in media res. That's like one of the oldest literary devices.
Yeah, but
that's
I didn't even know why these characters. That. There were two characters who, like, I thought were friends or something, but they acted like they didn't even know each other. Like, I just didn't know what was going on.
Why did you think
on.
They were friends?
Because they were with each other on a mission on a train to free a bunch of people? I didn't
they
know
weren't
the
on a
was
mission.
Happening. Then how'd they get on that
start
train?
Start making us. Because they're being shipped out!
Well, they
they're
had a
being purged!
They had a pretty coordinated attack go on.
She's
like
a soldier!
It to me. Well, how did he get caught up in it? He was like, all right, let's do this.
Why? Because he has guns. You make assumptions. That's your problem. You assume things. And then when your assumptions go awry, you take it personally. Yeah, where's your defense? Come on.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, you have none. See, look, I don't even know what the hell Nier... I don't know what Nier is. And, you know, yeah, I agree that, you know, that official game looked like bullshit. I'll agree with you there.
But like I said...
And I agree... Yeah, and I don't agree with the whole, well, Western... Or, you know, Western RPG things or have mini games that are boring too, whatever. They're fine. Western RPG, you know, they usually...
But like I said, you just think about CPR and Final Fantasy VII... Dropping off posters in Kingdom Hearts 2. Is that why you bought that game? To do that? No.
None of that I had to do.
You know, Mike, you want to know why I haven't beaten Kingdom Hearts 2 yet?
Kingdom Hearts 2?
Yes. Do you know why I haven't beaten it? Because when I lost my save file when I was halfway through the game, there was no way in God's green earth I wanted to replay that first 3 hours of that game.
I liked the first... Oh, God.
I did not want to do it.
Oh, God.
If I could get a save file that just let me skip that part, I might go back and finish that game. I'd like to, in fact. I have no interest in doing that part again.
Jesus Christ. Whatever. Whatever. Just limit yourself. Be a closed-minded edge guy. A closed-minded edge guy. I don't know what to say to you. You're a lost cause. At first I thought I was going to end up agreeing more with you, but then you got me mad. I was coming into this to defend you, but you have upsetted me.
I'm sorry.
Next, after being able to play StarCraft II for free via the beta, you aren't that excited for the game's official release.
From what I understand, there are two things missing from this beta that I am excited about. The obvious one is single player. Apparently, the single player campaign is where they're trying to actually be different and innovative. And they're also kind of taking a different design mantra for it, where balance isn't quite a concern for them. There are units in single player, not in multiplayer, that are just stupidly overpowered and wouldn't work in multiplayer. But they want you to feel like a badass in single player, so they're giving them to you there, so you can kind of more fun with it. There's also this thing that's going to be in the full game. They're called the challenges, that are kind of like mini missions that are set up in such a way that they teach you multiplayer tactics that you'd never learn in a single player campaign. I know, like, there's one where you have to manage three fights going on at once, and they disable the clicking on the icons. You have to use hotkeys, and by beating this challenge, you are forced to learn the hotkeys you need. Things like that.
Okay.
I think stuff like that's going to make this game good for me.
But still, I mean, my point is that since we've been playing StarCraft 2 for, like, over a month now, the fact that, you know, they instead of release it, you're like, all right, woo, StarCraft 2. That's a game I've been playing, more or less. You know?
I know.
That's kind of the problem with all of these betas. Like, you know, like, Halo Reach is something you can play right now. It kind of tempers your excitement a little bit, you know, when it comes out. Or with Blur. Like, to me, the only thing that's going to happen when Blur becomes a real game is that you're going to have to start paying for it.
Well, I mean, there's missing content and everything, too, from the beta.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I mean.
Here's the other thing, too. As I've said on this show, I suck. I mean, I suck at StarCraft II multiplayer. I'm bad at it. So that's another reason why, like, just strictly as a multiplayer game, I'm not too excited for it. Because I'm awful at it. Maybe these challenge things will help me get better at it, but right, like, I tried to play a match the other day, and I thought I was doing okay, and then this guy just showed up with a bunch of ghosts. I thought I had the sensor things in place so I could see them, but apparently they weren't working or something, and he literally dropped 6 nukes on me and just wiped me out.
That's nice.
Yeah, I had no idea how to counteract it. I was just like, okay, whatever, I lost.
Why don't you hate RTSs then? Why do RTSs seem to annoy you, but you don't hate them?
RTS, because it's a skill-based reason that I'm bad at them. Like, I can beat a JRPG, not because of...
Can
like,
you? Because I don't think you have.
Let's start that over. It's not a lack
of... How many JRPGs have you beaten that don't have the word Mario in them?
Can they also include the word Pokemon?
No.
Okay.
None.
Yeah, you're right.
There aren't any.
But no, my point being, it's not for lack of skill. It's just for not liking them. I like RTSs. I just recognize that I'm awful at them. But I like them. You know what I mean?
So you didn't like you didn't like Final Fantasy VI?
No, but no. Let's see. There's exceptions. I did like Final Fantasy VI.
Then why didn't you beat it?
I'm not sure. That, well, part of it is that's a game I didn't play contemporarily. I played it trying to go back to it, but because I'm so kind of, I don't know, gaming ADD, it's hard for me to focus on an old game.
See, like I said, I think you are a little too gaming ADD for JRPGs. I don't mean because they're long, but because there are things like slow moments in them.
Right.
And there are many games. Western RPGs, you're pretty much, there's no downtime. So yeah. I understand why you beat those. I do not think you'll have the attention span for JRPGs.
That could be true. I'll give you that.
But I was the same way for a while. You have to admit, my turnaround was pretty sudden on that genre.
No, it was. It was.
I think if you just grin and bear it, just made an effort, I don't know. I used to look up to you, AJ. I used to think you were cool. You were the super video game guy. I've surpassed you.
Back when I used to beat Mega Mans and you would watch me.
Right, exactly. Used to be cool.
No.
You ain't cool. Are you done with your point, whatever you were making?
I think so.
All right. Last one. Mass Effect 2 has been the best game so far this year.
Yeah. And the plan is, I think, Monday is going to be chilly and Mass Effect Day for me. I don't have anything to do Monday except go see Iron Man 2 that night with some friends. I'm locking myself in my apartment. I'm making a pot of chili, and I'm beating Mass Effect 2. Because I've been wanting to do that for a month. Life has not let me.
Isn't there Raw in Pittsburgh on Monday? Are we going to that?
Oh, shit. That's right. Are we going to that?
I don't know.
Well, okay, Tuesday. No, Tuesday's not good. Maybe, Wednesday next week is Mass Effect 2 and
maybe,
Chili
maybe we can try to get tickets. You're coming home tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Let's make some plans on the podcast now. Anyways.
Okay.
Get some cheap tickets. Anyways.
Anyway, yes. I mean, there have been some very good games this year. Games I've enjoyed. But no game has come close to the pure gameplay mechanics, the storytelling, the acting, the graphics. I mean, that game really is a complete package, and it's phenomenal.
I've beaten a lot of games this year already. That, BioShock 2, Heavy Rain, God of War 3, help me out here.
Final Fantasy 13.
I feel like...
Did you beat Bayonetta?
No, I didn't beat Bayonetta, actually. Maybe I should do that now. But yeah, I've beaten a lot. I tried to get through just about as many of the big releases this year as I could. But yeah, I would have to say Mass Effect 2 still has been probably the best. Looking forward to Mario Galaxy, though.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. All right. Our week in gaming. I haven't really done... I beat God of War 3. I liked it very much. But I cede my time to you.
Okay. Let me get two little things out of the way. I did play the Xbox Live Arcade Trials first for Tecmo Bowl Throwback. If you like Super Tecmo Bowl, I don't see a reason why you wouldn't like this. It does that kind of Secret of Monkey Island thing, where you can hit the right bumper to go back and forth between the new 3D graphics and the old school 2D sprites.
That's neat.
Yeah. And they have all the like, little cheesy cutscenes every time you like kick a field goal or you know almost block a pass or something.
Mm-hmm.
So those were fun. Afterburner Climax is ridiculously fun. It's just really fast and frantic and chaotic and, you know, exciting.
Is it?
Yeah. You could play the trials for both of these. Go down with them. Halo Reach. Oh, my God. I freaking love this game.
You say that about all these betas.
I wonder if I could get my playtime while I'm talking here, but it is so good. And I'll tell you what. Here's what makes this good. They have, you know, you've got, like, the classic Halo weapons. There are some changes. Like, there's no more battle rifles, but there's the DMR, which is kind of like the battle rifle, but it's only one shot instead of burst. There's also a Needler rifle, which is kind of like the Covenant equivalent of a DMR. The Needler pistol has been kind of beefed up. It's actually pretty good now. They've got this, it's a plasma grenade launcher with limited lock-on that is just stupidly fun to just shoot at people and watch them go flying through the air. The two maps they've had so far have been really fun to play in. But what makes this awesome are the different armor abilities. And what we have so far in this beta are the four that are unique to this. They're the general ones. There's one unique one to Covenant that I assume will be unlocked in this one today. But the four we have, there is Infiltrator, which is the stealth camo. There is Armor Lock, which you kind of slam your fist to the ground. You can't move, but you're completely invulnerable. If someone's close to you and you activate it, their movement is slowed. And if they're close to you and you deactivate it, it drains their shields. There's the jetpack, and then there is sprinting, the scout loadout. And what's important here is all of these loadouts are unlocked from the beginning. You don't have to earn them. So it's a completely even playing field. Unlike, you know, if you, like, stop playing Call of Duty for a week or a month and you go back into it and, like, everyone's level 15, they have better guns than you, you're kind of screwed. But that's not the case in this. And every time you die, a very quick loadout screen comes where you can pick back and forth between all of them, so you could always mix it up. The fifth one that the elites only get, it's like dodging. You could, like, dive out of the way. So, just like in standard free-for-all deathmatch, just by having all those abilities mixed in there, the game is infinitely more fun for it. Just because not only does everyone have something different, but just the fact that you can constantly change it up. So if something's not working, just, you know, try another armor ability and see what you can pull off with it. Then they have the different new game modes that are in it. The first new one that everyone's really enjoying is called Headhunter. This is the one where every time you kill someone, they drop a skull. You collect the skulls of your fallen enemies and try to take them to drop-off points that constantly move around the map. But if you kill someone who's carrying skulls and the number of skulls they have is over their head, they drop all of them. So it's kind of like Sonic the Hedgehog, rings flying everywhere, but it's skulls. 25 points wins the match, but if you capture 10 skulls at once, it is a Skullamanjaro, and you win instantly. And those people have a star over their head, so like as soon as someone has a star, you share everyone's server's like, fuck, get the star guy, get the star guy, and everyone goes running after him. And usually like you'll get these situations where there's just this huge pile of skulls, but it just becomes like a kill pit, and people are just lobbing grenades in there, and it's just madness. It's awesome. Also, quick aside, when I was playing it online with my friend, and I was explaining the game mode to him, we were in the lobby, and I used the Sonic the Hedgehog analogy, and this kid in the lobby goes, they should make a Sonic the Hedgehog with guns. That'd be sweet. And I was like, they did. It was Shadow the Hedgehog, and it was awful. Anyway. Let's see. The other game modes that are in free-for-all. You have the Oddball. You have Crazy King. There's three plots of team mode. I'll get back to that. There's Juggernaut. Juggernaut's kind of broken. This was in the other Halo 3, but it's where one person's a Juggernaut. They have a gravity hammer and an overshield. They're just way too powerful. Like, they don't die. They should probably try to fix that mode a bit. What else? I think that's all the free-for-all modes we're talking about.
Yeah, you've convinced me. This sounds like fun.
Yeah, multiplayer, the big one there, it's, the name's escaping me. Stockpile. This is the one, there's four flags just out in the map. You have to get them, bring them back to your capture point, keep them there. Every 30 seconds or so, the maps get collected for points and new maps respawn out in the open. And you could go and take flags from the other team and bring them back. Also, a stupidly ridiculous amount of fun. There's also the three plot, which is capture points, basically. So, yes, this game is absolutely, absolutely phenomenal. I love it. It's so good. They've also put these social filters in you could set for your matchmaking that actually work. Like, I was playing online with my buddy Brad, and then we got, you know, teamed up with six other people. And they were all, like, cool, mature, like, people we were playing with. To the point where, between rounds, the one guy just went, you guys are all actually really cool. And I was just kind of like, yeah, this is weird. Like, you're not all, like, 12 and swearing. This is strange.
That'll change when the actual game comes out.
No, there was one match Brad and I got into where it was us and six, like, 10-year-olds. But I just found it very fun to just patronize them. Like, one kid was yelling at the other kid about his voice being high-pitched, which, you know, his was too. So I just went into a long diatribe about how, you know, puberty works and how everyone matures and grows at their own rate and speed, and eventually all your voices will get deeper and you'll develop acne and other strange phenomenon, but you'll get through it and become fine young men. After I said that, there was about, you know, 30 seconds of silence. Then one kid was shouting at another kid saying, I wish you wouldn't not come in here and shoot me, and then I had to explain to him what double negatives were and how he was invalidating
his
point.
See, now you're beginning to turn me off again.
30 seconds of silence. I'm sorry.
Just
why am I turning you off?
Because I don't want to play with prepubescent boys.
Yeah, but I made a game out of it.
I don't want to play that game.
Okay. Ugh. Anyway, according to Bungie.net, I've logged 8 hours and 5 minutes of playtime into
the game. That's great.
Yes.
All right. Are you about ready to wrap up your Halo Reach talk?
I also like that, you know, this is from Halo 3, but all this screenshot taking, and you can put them on your your BungieNet profile and everything. I like that.
Okay. Okay. That's great. All right, you done?
I am done.
All right, then. Let's talk about the releases, I guess. What do you got?
All right, where'd they go? Here we are. WiiWare has Zombie Panic in Wonderland, which is not like Alice in Wonderland, which that would be a cool game. Imagine Alice in Wonderland with zombies.
That's stupid. God, I'm sick of zombies.
Anyway, I know. It's Wonderland like a generic theme park. And then there's Kung Fu Funk. Everybody is Kung Fu Fighting.
What?
Don't worry about it. DSiWare has Bloons, Soko Mania, Bounce and Break, 1001 Crystal Mazes Collection, and Crazy Golf. There is no virtual console release. Xbox Live Arcade has RaceStorm HD and Xenoclash UE. Games on Demand is Prince of Persia, Skate 2, and Brothers in Arms Hell Highway. The PlayStation Network on PS3, Lead and Gold, Gangs of the Wild West. I don't know what that is. I guess it's a Western thing. PSP is Fat Princess, Fistful of Cake, Armored Core, Last Raven, What Did I Do to Deserve This, My Lord 2, and Iron Man 2, the video game, and Minis, Sneezies, and then the next three are PSP only, 1-2 Boat Racing, Ramen Heaven, and Finger Connection. Good Old Games is Masters of Orion 3 and Empire Earth 3.
We have to find a way to weed this out a little bit. Downloadable games. All right, here's the retail releases. Picross 3D for the DS. People seem to be going pretty nuts for Picross 3D.
Yeah.
I guess it's only
$20 too, I guess.
Look, it might be the damn best Picross game ever. But I don't know. What's a Picross?
I think it was always like a puzzle game that involved moving dots around to form shapes.
Whenever I just looked at pictures of Picross, it never looked very enthralling. Iron Man 2, 360, PSP, PS3, Wii, DS, came out for everything. I think this one's supposed to be better, but I haven't actually seen any reviews yet, so...
Right.
Which, considering the game's been out, I don't know. Fat Princess, Fistful of Cake for the PSP. You know, Fat Princess wasn't quite what I was hoping for.
Yeah, I feel like that was another game that, the press made out to be, the best thing ever, and I played it, and I was like, yeah, it's alright.
The problem is that, I think the fact that, not everyone on the PlayStation 3 can voice chat really hurts it.
Yeah, which is kind of important for that game, I get the sense.
Right. Dementium 3 for the DS.
That's a 2.
Oh, that's a 2. My bad. Don't want to jump ahead on Dementium. Family Game Show for the Wii. All right. Yeah, that's it. Not an exciting week for the retail releases. All right. I think we're done here.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. Or at SquadronShame.com. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.